You know, when I think about a house with no rules, I don't imagine a dramatic storm ripping the roof off. I imagine something quieter. Someone leaving a window open here, a door unlocked there. One tiny yes at a time, until the whole place is drafty and exhausted. There's a co-worker like that in almost every workplace. Maybe you've been that person. She says yes to every shift, every swap, every favor. Somebody calls in sick, she covers. Somebody needs a ride, she's there. Somebody needs to vent in the parking lot for 45 minutes. She listens, even though she hasn't eaten all day. At first, everyone calls her reliable. She's a lifesaver. And she is. But it's her fuel everyone else is burning. Week by week, you see it. She gets more tired, more irritable. She starts snapping at customers. She stops eating lunch. She's running on empty, and the whole team is still running on her energy. One day, she just stops. She calls in for a week straight, maybe longer. People are shocked. But she was always so reliable. What happened? What happened is simple and painful. She had no rules. And I don't mean work rules, not company policy, not the posters on the staff room wall. I mean the rules she makes with herself, the promises her mind makes to her mind about what she will and will not allow, no matter who's asking, no matter how guilty she feels. Those rules are what let your inner house function. They're not suggestions. They're not, it would be nice if I. They're non-negotiable lines that keep you aligned with your own direction when everything and everyone is pulling you off course. Without them, the house doesn't collapse because of outside pressure. It collapses because it gave itself away, little by little, one yes at a time. Now, when people hear rules, they often think, ah, I just need more discipline. I should be stronger. I should push harder. That's willpower. And willpower has its place, but it's not what we're talking about. Willpower is forcing yourself to do something you don't really want to do. You clench your teeth and grind it out. It runs out. Every time. Usually by Thursday. Rules are different. A rule is a line you drew when you were thinking clearly, when you could see your whole house and how it works, so that when you're not thinking clearly, when you're exhausted, emotional, or under pressure, the line still holds. Think of that moment at the end of a double shift. You're at the register, tired, running on fumes. A customer is truly rude. Everything in you wants to fire back. The words are right there on your tongue, but you don't say them. Not because you're strong in that moment, you're not, you're spent. You don't say them because at some earlier point, when you were calm, you decided, I don't let other people's behavior decide who I am. That decision, made once, is what's holding you together now. That's not willpower, that's a rule doing its job. So here's a question for you as we start. In your own house, are you living by rules or just by whatever energy you have left that day? Inside this house of yours, rules come in layers, like moving from the front yard to the hallway to the very heart of the home. Each layer protects something different. Let's walk through them. The first layer is what I'd call boundary rules. What you don't let in. These are the rules that stand at the door and decide what gets through and what doesn't. They sound simple. I don't pick up my phone after 9 at night. I don't lend money I can't afford to lose. I don't stay in a conversation where someone is yelling at me. On paper, that's easy. In real life, it's 9:15, your phone rings, and it's someone you care about. A part of you says, answer it, they might need you. Another part says, the line is the line. That friction, that guilt, that discomfort is real. Boundary rules don't make you selfish. They keep your house from quietly becoming everyone else's property. They're what prevent the whole world from moving in and rearranging your furniture. Then we go a layer deeper to behavioral rules, what you keep doing to protect your direction. These are the small, consistent actions that keep you moving forward, even when you're not feeling particularly motivated or heroic. Things like, I eat a real meal on my lunch break, not at my register, sitting down. I put $20 aside every payday before I spend anything else. I say what's bothering me within 48 hours instead of letting it pile up. None of these are glamorous. Nobody throws a party because you ate a sandwich sitting down. But that small behavioral rule keeps the machinery of your life, your industry, your ability to function, running. When motivation disappears, the rule is the track the wheel can still roll on. Then there's the deepest layer, identity rules. Who you are when it matters. These do not just protect your schedule or your boundaries, they protect you. An identity rule is a promise about the kind of person you are, tested only when it would be easier to be someone else. I don't lie, even when the truth costs me. I don't abandon people in a crisis. I don't pretend to be okay when I'm not. Notice the difference. These aren't things you occasionally do. They're things you are. Behavioral rules can bend on a terrible day. Boundary rules can flex if circumstances truly change. But identity rules, those are the bedrock under the foundation. When one of those breaks, you don't just lose a habit or let someone cross a line. You lose the thread of your own story. You look in the mirror and think, who is this? Maybe you've seen it in someone close to you or in yourself. That hollow look after doing something so far from who you thought you were that you almost don't recognize your own face. That's an identity rule breaking, and rebuilding it takes a long, long time. So as you listen, just quietly scan your own house. What are your boundary rules? What are the small behavioral rules keeping you moving? And what are the identity rules? The ones where, if you broke them, you'd feel like you'd lost yourself. Let's bring all of this together by talking about direction, where you're going, and how rules fit into that. Many of us are very good at setting goals. I want to be promoted to department manager. I want this much in savings. I want to hit this milestone. A goal is about where you want to go. Nothing wrong with that. But rules are about who you are on the way there. A goal says, I want that promotion. A rule says, I don't step on people to get ahead. The promotion might never happen. The economy might shift. The position might disappear. Your whole direction might change. That's fine. Goals are supposed to change as life changes. But the rule, the line you drew about who you will and won't be, that can stay. Because that rule isn't about the destination, it's about the house. It's about making sure that wherever you end up, you still recognize yourself when you walk through your own front door. A lot of people set big goals and forget to set rules. So they chase the promotion, the title, the success, and along the way, they quietly break promise after promise to themselves. They let people yell at them without walking away, even though they said they never would. They stop eating lunch. They start lying just a little to make things easier. And then they arrive at the goal. On paper, they've made it. But inside, they feel strangely empty. because the house fell apart during the trip. The windows are cracked, the rooms are hollow, and the person who wanted that goal doesn't quite live there anymore. Rules don't make your life smaller. They make your house solid enough to travel. You can move jobs, shift careers, change cities, change goals, and still be you, because your rules came with you. There's one more thing we have to underline. The most important thing about your rules is that they must be yours. Not your mother's rules, not your boss's expectations, not what social media says you should be. Yours.
Written by the version of you who is thinking clearly, for the version of you who won't be. Because the world will tilt, the ground will shake, people will ask for more than you can give. You'll be at the end of a double shift with someone screaming at you, tired and overwhelmed. And in that moment, the thing standing between you and a decision you'll regret isn't strength. It isn't motivation. It isn't willpower. It's the promise you already made, the boundary you set, the behavior you committed to, the identity you refused to abandon. So maybe after this episode, you sit down with a quiet cup of tea and ask yourself three simple questions. What do I not let into my house? What do I keep doing even when I don't feel like it? And who am I, especially when it would be easier to be someone else? We'll keep exploring this inner house in future episodes. For now, let those questions sit with you, and let your own rules begin to quietly, firmly hold the walls.